Okay, following yesterday's results in the Premier League, it does now look like, as we've suspected for a while, it's a two-horse race for the title between, in the blue, West London corner Chelsea, and from the north, in the white, the mighty Spurs. So in the lunchtime kickoff yesterday, Tottenham brought the gap between themselves and Antonio Conte's team back to 4 points following their 4-0 demolition of Watford. But by the time Chelsea had defeated Bournemouth in the late kickoff, the difference was back to 7. So how are the Tottenham players coping with the pressure of having to play catch-up all the time? Midfielder Eric Dier says they are not letting it get to them like they did last year.
I think that's the only way for us to play, really. I think playing that way, we're going to get the best out of ourselves and play better as a team. And I think we've learned a lot from last season, and hopefully we can keep going in this way. I think maybe at times last season we got a bit too tense and a bit worried, thought too much about things. And this season, I think we're just going game by game and really focusing on the games and just playing our football and enjoying it.
At times this season, has it been a little bit frustrating for you that you seem to keep winning matches but you haven't been able to make any inroads and close that gap despite that?
Yeah, you know, that's the Premier League. It's an extremely tough league, and I think we've done well all season, really. I can't really see a period in the season where we haven't played well or got good results. I think it's just a case of the team above us doing exceptionally well for that period where they didn't lose for a long time. So I don't think it's really down to us. I think it's more down to them doing well, really.
So Eric Dier responding to Tottenham's win over Watford yesterday, but following the win over Bournemouth, Chelsea's Eden Hazard said it was an advantage to have Spurs playing first, as they then knew what they had to do.
We did it. We know the result of Tottenham. So if you want to stay at the same point in front of the league, we have to win today, and we did well. We created a couple of chances. We scored 3 good goals. So we deserve to win today.
7 points clear with 7 games to go. Not that you haven't done it, but it's looking likely.
When we see Tottenham, everything is not done. It's one step closer, but we have 7 games to play, and we have to be ready for everything.
And you've got tough games to come. Of course, you've mentioned the game at Old Trafford. You've got to go to Everton as well. But you drop so few points that really now Spurs are probably looking and thinking you have to lose 2 of those 7 games, which doesn't look that likely the way you're playing.
Yeah, we are in good position. They are waiting for us to lose points. So if we do the job, we will be champion till the end. We have to be ready, because in England, you never know. You can lose points against every team. But we are professional. We know what to do if we want to be champion.
Everything is not done, says Eden Hazard. Well, let's speak to a man who played for both sides, Mickey Hazard. Afternoon, Mickey.
Good afternoon.
What are you thinking about then? Everything is not done, Eden Hazard says. We're trying to sell it as a two-horse race. Can you really see Chelsea blowing it from here, though?
Listen, at this stage of the season, when the pressure's at its highest, anything can happen. Even teams in the past as experienced as Manchester United have blown 6-point leads. I remember Newcastle blowing a massive lead. So anything can happen. Of course, it's Chelsea's to lose, and we've just got to concentrate on our games and win our games, and then see what it brings. Chelsea have got some tough games, as you say. They've got Manchester United away, Everton away, 2 tough games, and we've just got to concentrate on our results and see what it brings.
We heard Eric Dier there before Hazard spoke, saying, well, he's maintaining that they're just not letting the pressure get to them this year. They're not going to crumble like they did. Do you see a different side to them this year, like a bit more of a maturity about them?
Yeah, I wouldn't say that they let the pressure get to them. I think it was more naivety. I think that in the Chelsea game, for instance, they were 2-0 up, playing brilliant, and obviously dominating the game. And then Chelsea sort of decided that they were going to make it a bit of a war. It became a war, and the young boys of Tottenham got involved and maybe didn't need to, because they were so in control of the game. So rather than it being pressure, I think it's naivety. But again, I think that they've learnt from that. I don't think they'll be as naive this season, and I don't think they'll certainly... they're showing no signs of the pressure. Yesterday, they were absolutely outstanding. Each and every single player played brilliant, and the result reflected that. So I think they've learned a lot from last season, and it'll stand them in good stead this season and seasons to come.
Yeah, Spurs play such an exciting brand of football, don't they? I mean, think of the way they came back against Swansea as well. They thumped Watford yesterday. Just like last year, people were saying, well, Spurs probably deserve the title a bit more. Do you think there's an argument to be made there, Mickey, that the better footballing side are Tottenham?
I think that, you know, I've watched a lot of games this season. I think if I was to say, honestly, without any bias, I think Tottenham have been the best team this season. And at times last season as well. But ultimately, over the course of 38 games, the best team, the team that wins the title deserves to win it. So whoever wins it can class themselves as the best team. But I think that on any given day, with its best 11 players out, and Tottenham have had a lot of injuries this season, but when they've got their, when we've got our best 11 players out, I genuinely believe that we're the best team in the league.
I have to say, though, I mean, looking at the run-in, especially Chelsea's, they do have Manchester United away next. But then after that, I mean, especially in the last few games, they've got the likes of Middlesbrough, followed by West Brom, and then Sunderland on the last day. I mean, with that seven-point lead already, it looks as if you'd be shocked if they did slip up at this stage.
Yeah, but as I said, you know, the pressure at this stage of the season is at its greatest. They've got Man United, Everton away, West Brom away. That's not, you know, Arsenal phone to their cost. That West Brom are very, very difficult when you're at their ground. So anything can happen. It really can. It can also happen to Spurs too, because, you know, the pressure does funny things to the mind, and even though you might not realise what it's doing, it can do strange things. So it's whoever copes the best, and two very, very good sides, I've got to say. Both sides are rightfully in the places they deserve to be. But it's a tough run-in, and someone will lose a game that could be key. But as I said, you know, it's Chelsea's to lose, and if they lose it, then they'll have themselves to blame.
Any danger, do you think, if Tottenham keep sort of coming close, Mickey, that they might start losing some of their star players? Always the big clubs sniffing around, you know, the likes of Harry Kane, etc., or maybe one of the defenders, one of the Belgian defenders, Alderweireld, someone like that. So a team from the European continent comes sniffing. Or have Spurs gone past that level now, where maybe they're in Everton and they have to worry about keeping hold of their big players? Is that something that Spurs have left behind?
I think so, yeah. I mean, listen, for me, when you look at the Spurs training ground now, it's absolutely the best in the world. When you look at the new stadium that's going to be completed in 18 months' time, it's going to be the best in the world. You look at the team that we've built, it's a fantastic team. Everything at White Hart, everything at Spurs is on the up and up and up. You know, and I can only see players wanting to stay at Spurs. I look at the players and how happy they are, and you can see the way they play the game, that they're enjoying being playing for Spurs, and the style that's preached. So it's for me, it's a club on the up. It's a club that's ready to go and challenge the big boys, but challenge them by not letting your best players go. People like Dele Alli, who's absolutely outstanding. You know, you see joy on his face when he pulls on the white shirt of Spurs. So I don't see any reason for that to change. And I genuinely believe that we will keep our best players, and we will challenge for quite a considerable time now, because it's an incredibly young side.
Yeah, but being a cynic, I mean, do Spurs pay the same wages as perhaps a Manchester City might? Could that change somebody's mind?
Maybe, but what you have to remember is that pretty soon we're going to be fighting on an equal footing, because we will have a stadium that holds the same capacity as the big clubs of the league. So our earning potential will go up, our capacity to pay bigger wages will go up. So we'll be able to compete on what I call an equal footing. We're competing now, and we've got a sort of 27,000-28,000 less capacity. So I genuinely feel we will be able to compete on a much more equal footing as and when our stadium's finished.
Okay, one final question for you, Mickey, because I'm interested to know what your thoughts on this. Our Player of the Year award nominations, they'll be out in the next week or so, presumably dominated by both of these two sides. So pick us one from each team who, you know, deserves our adulation and who you love watching.
There's many players that I love watching. I would say without any shadow of doubt, if I was picking a Chelsea player for Player of the Season, or the one who impacts and influences it the most, I'd have to go for Eden Hazard.
It's not just because of the name, no?
Well, no, anything that comes with the name Hazard must be great. So, no, Eden Hazard, with any without a shadow of doubt, I think he's been outstanding. I've got to say there's a number of the Spurs boys that could be in my mind. I love watching Toby and Jan, the two centre-backs. They're outstanding. Walker and Rose have been outstanding. But for me, Dele Alli, Harry Kane, he scored so many goals. But Dele Alli has just surpassed my wildest expectations for the boy. He's a young kid of 19, 20 years of age, and he's just getting better and better with every game, and he's showing signs of becoming a real, real superstar. I absolutely adore him. I think he's brilliant. So, Dele Alli, Eden Hazard.
OK, wonderful stuff. Thank you, as ever, for joining us. That is former Tottenham and Chelsea man, Mickey Hazard. I knew he was going to say Dele Alli as well, and I was just wondering if there's a little bit of the Mickey Hazard sort of personality there, isn't there? A little bit spiky, very competitive. Yeah, I think we can see that.